part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 nights ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Baldwin McCullough Live, Saturday night. Stevie B and KMC at the microphones.
We are, more or less. I was trying to figure out why your level was so low. Are you eating the microphone, as they like to say?
I don't know. I'm still learning, Kevin. I'm still on a list. It's been 3 years.
Very important for you to eat the microphone.
But I've gotten better.
Yeah.
I've gotten better.
Well, we're glad you're with us. It is Baldwin McCullough Live from New York, and we've got lots to talk about tonight. Some practical stuff. I love it when we have moral dilemma topics slated for the show.
Absolutely.
I actually find them to be more interesting than talking about Obama or whatever trouble is in the news.
Just the obvious good old backups aren't always so much fun.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just... What can be said? The country's a mess. It's a disaster. If you choose to go down the same path another 4 years, you will lose America. What else can you say?
And you know what?
It's all been said.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
So much of your perception of this president, I kind of initially, you know, you wrote your book.
Mm-hmm.
No, he can't.
Yeah.
And
fantastic.
I'm sitting there going, you know, but it's Kevo. And Kevo's gnarly.
What's that supposed to mean?
It just means like you're
it's
gnarly.
It's not trustworthy. I
didn't say that.
It's kind of what you were implying.
It just means you're gnarly.
Mm-hmm.
And you're hardcore. And I
have my blind man glasses on tonight.
I tend to try to be the kinder, gentler side of Baldwin McCullough. Yeah, right.
It depends on what the topic is.
But then as we've gone on.
Yes.
And I see what this fella has done.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you and I, we come up with topics every week, and I hesitantly will come up with an Obama topic sometimes. And I say, well, you know, I wish I didn't have to talk about this, but sometimes you just gotta. But we're not doing that tonight.
Absolutely. Actually, we're going to talk about a lot of Obama's very good friends, celebrities, Hollywood stars and starlets, and people that have blacklisted Stephen.
Well.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe you didn't get blacklisted.
I don't know. Who cares?
There's so much to talk about. Hey, in fact, I don't think we're going to have time to get to it tonight on the show, but I put it in a column that is supposed to come out on Town Hall at midnight tonight. Did you know? You know who Eric Holder is, right?
Of course.
The head of the Justice Department. And you would think Justice Department, you think that would be like kind of important. Well, there's this headline that came out this week.
He's coming out in Fast and Furious 6. Did you know that?
No.
Ba-dum-bum!
Eric Holder is
I'm just kidding.
Fast and Furious. I did get that.
I got you.
And I was trying to put together
like
the machine gun.
Joke.
Yeah, it was really good, actually.
Go figure.
Yeah, it was really good.
See what you've taught me.
Took me by surprise. But anyway, the story that came out this week, I thought he had his hands full with the Arizona, suing the state of Arizona because they want to protect their border.
Right.
And
now, didn't they win that?
Well, it's still before the courts.
Okay.
But then he's also... you know, been a complete, like, a cretin living underground on the Fast and Furious thing, like not wanting to admit to anything, he won't testify, he won't answer anything. They try to subpoena, I don't know, tens of thousands of documents,
mm-hmm.
and he'll turn over, like, four.
Right.
And say, I complied with the order.
Sure.
And Congress said, I don't think so.
Right.
So I thought he had his hands full with all that. Guess what else he's bitten off here in recent weeks?
I can't. Possibly imagine.
The folks at the University of Arkansas,
mm-hmm.
Fort Smith, not even the main campus. It's the University of Arkansas, Fort Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Tiny little public college down in Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
It's not tiny, tiny. Probably has a few thousand kids that go there. But whatever it is, it's not like Ohio State or the University of Texas or Syracuse or something like that. Anyway, there's this guy on campus down there, 38 years of age, mm-hmm. who likes to put on ladies' clothes.
Hmm.
You know what kind of guy I'm talking about.
Hmm.
He likes to put on ladies' clothes. And he doesn't want to have his sex changed or his gender altered.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to have all of his man pieces
mm-hmm.
and wear ladies' clothes.
Hmm.
Now, there's nothing in the law that says that the University of Arkansas can't let him attend school, so they've been letting him come to school, even though he wears ladies' clothes. And he got mad that he wasn't given access to the ladies' rooms on the campus of the University of Arkansas.
So in his mind, he's just a nice young lady.
I'm not even going to offer conjecture on whatever's in him.
He must think that.
But all I can judge is his behavior. He wants his man parts, but he wants to wear ladies' clothes.
Right, but I want to just clarify something, because this is very different from when I was in school as a kid, and one day I came in wearing ladies' clothes.
I don't think anybody was
trying to
worried.
Get into the ladies' room.
I don't think
it's very different thing.
I don't think anybody
was. I mean, that was just a one-off.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. So he's asked the school, please let me have access to all the ladies' rooms, including mm-hmm. the locker rooms, including the girls' dorms, everything. He wants complete access to all of that stuff.
Right.
They said, I don't think so, son. However they talk down in Arkansas.
And this,
I don't think so there, young man.
You said?
So he says, oh, well, if that's the way you're going to be about it, I'm going to go to Eric Holder at the Justice Department, and I'm going to file a civil rights complaint against you.
Mm-hmm.
So he did.
Right.
University said, that's okay. Do whatever you want. We don't care.
Go on ahead.
So they did. So Eric Holder's Justice Department sends the University of Arkansas Fort Smith this advisement that then the board of directors at the University of Arkansas took and went, let's get them going. I don't know what we should do. And their lawyer said, at the advice of counsel, we believe you should give him access to the ladies' rooms. Now, the vice president of public relations for the school came out and said, look, we tried to come up with an agreement.
Mm-hmm.
We tried to build gender-neutral, you know, single-shooter bathrooms, so that he could go in there and be whoever, he'd be, you know, King Kong the Grill if he wants to.
Right.
He's not going to bother anybody because it's just a single-user room.
Mm-hmm.
He refused that. And the Justice Department said, no, that's not good enough. And if you don't let him have access, with all of his man parts, if you don't let him have access to the ladies' rooms, we might not be so friendly on the federal funding for your campus anymore.
Was that actually a statement?
We might have to take you to court. The contents of the letter have not been revealed by the Department of Justice, even though multiple requests from the media, including the Kevin McCullough Show this last week, have all requested them.
Mm-hmm.
So, Eric Holder, all the stuff in the world he's got going on to deal with, you know, making sure guns don't get into the hands of the Mexican cartels. Oh, wait a minute, he's messed that up. Making sure that the states don't defend their borders, making sure that he doesn't appear for Congress. He doesn't have time to do any of this other stuff, but guess what he does have the time to do?
Mm-hmm.
To make sure a 38-year-old guy has access to every single women's privacy area on the campus of the University of Arkansas. I just don't know what to say.
And by the way, this isn't a topic tonight? What were you thinking?
Well, maybe we should talk about it. 888-340-3373. But here's what I can't grasp. The university could take them to court and say, make us. Okay, they could do that.
Mm-hmm.
But the Justice Department could also go, dude, we're like an entire department of nothing but attorneys, and we don't have to pay for ourselves to do court cases.
Mm-hmm.
But we can make you spend millions of dollars on money having to do whatever you have to do to make sure that you show up.
Right.
So it's like, it's a practical thing. But I'm sitting here in the back of my head going, how did we arrive in America at this point where the Justice Department can force a college to allow an anatomically correct male. See, he's going to be in the locker rooms one of these days, and he's going to be getting undressed, and some girl's going to be there that doesn't know anything about this, and she's going to go, oh, my gosh!
Right.
And the school's going to go, Eric Holder said we had to do it. Guess we have to do it. I don't get that at all.
I got to be honest with you. I don't even know how to react to that.
Well, imagine if Alaya or Haley were attending school there.
Well,
now, all of a sudden, I think I got your attention.
Well, I just, you know, I'd do what my dad would have done. And after we come back, I'll let you know what that is.
Cool.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. 3-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Good day, this is Peter Krashnabel with Midas Resources. Today is May 25th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,562.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,601.50, $875 for a half ounce, and $438 for a quarter ounce. $1,601.50, $875, and $438.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Project.com. We'll be right back.
right. It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York and live on Saturday nights where we take your calls at 888-340-3373. He's the actor, Stephen Baldwin, and I'm Kevin McCullough. And just before we were going to the break there, Mr. Stephen Baldwin, I had told you a story that you had obviously only heard about for the first time, and you still had this look of stunned unbelief on your face because you said to me, "Are you serious about this story?" Was that his exact words? I think that was pretty close to his. Are you serious about this story? And I totally am. And you said when we came back that if Eli or Haley were going to that school, you'd tell us what you would do in that circumstance.
No, I said what my dad would do.
Oh, what your dad would do. Yeah. Even better.
Who was a public servant for over 30 years and a public school teacher. And our number is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I want everybody to have the number because this is a good topic. This is a spicy one. And my dad would have marched on down there, even in this day of age, and he'd have walked right into the ladies' locker room and walked right up to this fella and said, "What's going on under your skirt? What type of reality you have going on under there?"
I'm sure the young man would say, "That's really none of your concern, Mr. Baldwin."
Oh, he'd say, "Oh, it's absolutely my concern, because I have two granddaughters that could be in this locker room right now, and it's called the ladies' locker room." And then I did a couple military movies in my career, Kev.
Yeah.
And there was a disciplinary measure utilized with this phraseology in the military. May I repeat it?
Absolutely.
My dad probably would have snatched him up by his stacking swivel and commenced field stripping is probably what he would have done.
Stacking swivel.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is. Not going to ask. But
my dad had gone right in there and snatched him up by his stacking swivel and commenced field stripping. In other words, he would have convinced the fella that probably he might need to change his mind.
Well, your dad would have obviously been a very insensitive human being who has no compassion on
probably on
people like this young man.
Yeah,
who goes by Jennifer Braley is her name, by the way.
My dad would have said, you know, to the insensitivity and lack of compassion, "Yeah, you're right. I'm just chock full of common sense," is what he would have said.
Well, here's the thing, and I really don't know how the government gets around this. There's an online campus organization that is, ironically, oddly, very offended by this.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly women in the organization that oddly is very offended by this. And they're like, "I don't really understand why this has to be allowed." And again, I'm going back to the reality that this guy, it's not, he doesn't have any desire to have a sex change. What's young Mr. Bono's first name?
Sonny?
Chaz.
Chaz.
Yeah, see, in Chaz's case, did he stay Chaz when he became a she, or she became a he? What was she before? What was her name before? Chastity. Trust Jackie. Jackie's always right.
I didn't hear.
So I'm gonna go with this principle. Before chastity had parts attached or removed, and you know, hair embedded into her beard line, and the hormones surging through her body, she was identifying as a female, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If she died tomorrow because of a car wreck and the coroner came and they were identifying the body and they just had a little bit of blood or hair or whatever, she would still show up female. Her genetic take in her skin's DNA will, for all history and all, you could dig her up 400 years from now and just the bones, just the skull and bones of what her body was, will show that she was a female.
Yes.
The DNA is, once it's set, it's always set. Okay. So in a case where the person's going, "Well, I don't really feel like my gender, But I'm going to have the surgery, and I'm going to add or subtract the necessary parts, and I'm going to try to live life as a other than what I am. Then you I don't even necessarily agree with them making exceptions for that, but that's a completely different category. This is just somebody who woke up one day, started putting on women's clothes, but wanted all of his manness left intact, and said, I want everybody else in the world to adjust every other piece of the universe for me without me having to change. This is what I can't comprehend. What are you typing?
You told me to tweet.
Oh.
I'm tweeting.
Okay. Because I can't tell if you're listening. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. So he/she goes to the Justice Department, files a complaint to the Justice Department. Then the Justice Department sends a letter to the school claiming that they have a civil rights violation. A civil right. This is a born inherent right, according to the government, according to Eric Holder. This guy's desire to have his man parts and wear women's clothes and go and be wherever women are in privacy is a civil right.
Hmm.
And this is a black attorney general that's making the argument that it's a civil right. In other words, this guy's desire and ability to go into ladies' rooms wherever inappropriately that may occur, Eric Holder's equating to black people being put at the back of the bus or in a separate part of the service counter in the restaurant. Like he's making it the same thing. Doesn't that maybe I'm confused.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this isn't offensive at all. But I'm curious if you're listening tonight to Baldwin McCullough Live at 888-340-3373. Is there parity in that comparison?
Well,
Does this guy's wearing a dress and going to the ladies' rooms and everything, should that have the same legal protections as what Dr. Martin Luther King marched for?
Right. See, what's interesting is, and this has been commented on, you know, in the last few months, obviously, it's like if you think about the issue of black history and slavery and all that comes with that,
mm-hmm.
and the fact that there are people comparing the treatment that goes with that history and the atrocity of what was you know, brought upon that race as a result of those actions and those realities. How do you compare that to what they're claiming to be civil rights today?
888-340-3373. Is this guy's ability to wear a dress equivalent or equal to someone having black skin? That's what Eric Holder at the Justice Department is drawing the equivocation on. 888-340-3373. Your opinion next.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
NFO.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough. Our number is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373.
And Cheryl was wanting to weigh in on this from Winston-Salem. Cheryl, call right back. By the way, we've got three phone lines open, and the question that we've put before you is a very simple one. You have a 38-year-old man who went to the Department of Justice and filed a civil rights complaint. A civil rights complaint. My African-American friends listening tonight, I want you to hear those words. A civil rights complaint with the Department of Justice. And Eric Holder obliged him and sent a threatening letter to the University of Arkansas at Fort Smith. And the reason he sent him the letter was because they are demanding that the university allow this 38-year-old man who has all of his man equipment, anatomically, he's 100% boy. The Justice Department is demanding that the university comply with the boy's request to be allowed into all female locker, bathrooms, dorms, everywhere that women can go in private. This man has now been given the right to go. The school said, we don't want to do that, so how about we build you some single-user unisex bathrooms where just one person at a time goes in and you can use those. No, that's not good enough. That's not good enough. No, we have to let him into every single girl's room in the entire universe that is the University of Arkansas.
Sir. This is just...
It takes your words away, doesn't it, Stephen?
It's just... Seriously? At some point, I'm going to meet Eric Holder, and I'm just going to be like...
What's your problem, dude?
No, I'm just going to start laughing. I'm just going to be like, dude, you're a joke.
Well,
you're just a clown.
So they send this letter. The university has complied. And they're doing it on the basis of civil rights. Now, I would like to know if you believe that this is a genuine civil rights argument.
Kevin, he didn't choose to wake up one morning and put his dress on.
He was born that way.
He was born in a dress.
Yeah.
With man parts.
Yeah.
Came out of the womb wearing the dress, but having the man parts.
Does Eric Holder, does he have daughters?
I don't know anything about Eric Holder.
I want to look that up.
So, the...
Jackie, does Eric Holder have daughters? Let me know.
Wikipedia. So, anyway, here's the question. 888-340-3373. The Justice Department is making this comparison. They are saying that it's a civil rights violation for the university to prevent him from using the girls' room.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know your specific reaction to this if your daughter was a student at the University of Arkansas Fort Smith. She doesn't have to be, but if you had one there, what would your reaction be? Would you agree with the Justice Department? Would you agree with Eric Holder? I've got to believe that there's three people in all of the universe that have an opinion about this, and we've got three phone lines open, 888-340-3373.
My mind is vapor locked over this one, bro. I don't even know.
I kept reading the story, hoping to find some sort of caveat. I kept trying to say, well, maybe he's going to have a sex change, and he's just, you know, already wanting to be, you know, I'm every woman, like, ahead of time. But no, that's not available in the story, because the story is, he wants his man parts. He doesn't want the sex change.
Mm-hmm.
So I kept thinking, well, maybe the university was just really obnoxious about being from the South and not letting, you know, weirdos come in and do weird things. But then I read the compromise that they offered of building the single-user bathrooms. No, that wasn't good enough. It's like every time I kept looking in the story to find some resemblance, some tiny little crumb of common senseness, it was not to be found. And then to have it said that this is the essence of the civil rights debate. That what this guy's doing, you know, he's being another version of Martin Luther King Jr. He's standing up for what we're not quite sure. So, yes, Eric Holder has three children, Maya, Brooke, and Eric. So I'm guessing Maya and Brooke are two daughters.
Yeah. So they're at, let's say they're at the school. They're in the locker room. Guy comes in the dress. Takes the dress off. What up, Eric? You're cool with that? No problem? It's the fella's civil right.
888-340-3373.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360.
That's 800-283-2360.
800-283-2360.
800-283-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. 3-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Production of Extreme Media.
Baldwin McCullough Live. It's Kevin McCullough and Stephen Baldwin, live from New York City every Saturday night. Grateful for you being with us, 9
welcome,
to 11.
Welcome.
And if you miss any part of the broadcast, you can get the podcast on BaldwinMcCullough.com and just go to the pages where you can listen. By the way, we've got 15 people in the chat room right now. If you want to join them, you can go to the Listen Live page on BaldwinMcCullough.com and enter your thoughts and comments into the chat section there as well, and we'll be glad to talk to you there. Okay, we've been telling you about this story that kind of emerged this week. I have a column coming out on this at townhall.com tonight at midnight. But this young man, Jennifer Brayley, is living as a woman and wants complete access to all the women's rooms, facilities, locker rooms, dorms, everything on the University of Arkansas campus. And without so much as even an investigation, the administration has sent a letter to the university advising them in the strongest of terms to comply with the student's request after the University of Arkansas said, wait, you have man parts? We can't let you into the girls' room. Tracy, line one in Salt Lake City, you're up first on this tonight. Tracy, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Hi.
Hi. I am extremely offended about a man still being anatomically correct, wanting access to female locker rooms and stuff like that. I think unisex bathrooms should be quite adequate. for him in terms of his, I guess, view on civil rights. If he was going for a sex change or some other type of, I don't know.
Tracy, his action, his desire and the university's actions aside, what do you think, I want to ask you this question, what do you think specifically about the government intimidating the university to kind of force their hand to allow this to happen? What do you think of that?
Well, I think it kind of goes hand in hand with them allowing, I mean, like the gay and lesbian clubs to also be prevalent in schools versus just any type of Christian prayer, because there, it seems as though we're heading more in terms of a world that views what's wrong as right.
Hmm.
You know, I mean, Christians are, if we're true Christians, all we want in terms of promotion of humanity is love. But yet we get these gay and lesbian people who say that because we're telling them what is in the Bible, that it's not right, that we're being chastised for hate mail or hate crimes because we're saying it's wrong, you know, and yet they can go and do the same thing here. I don't think it's right. I don't think the government should, if they want to separate church from state, then this isn't church and state, but yet they can come in and tell us not to bring church into schools.
Yeah, and now they're forcing, thank you, Tracy, for the call, and yeah, they're even now forcing, Stephen, the church to believe morally as they wish to believe, hence the mandate in the Health and Human Services part of Obamacare, which is why the Catholic Church and now several evangelical groups have come along behind the Catholics, decided this week, enough, we're going to push back on it.
And here in New York City,
it's historic.
You have churches that were renting public schools in off hours.
Yeah.
That would have been making money for the city.
Yeah.
Those church institutions are no longer allowed to use public school facilities.
Very, very weird.
It's weird, man.
Very, very weird.
All right, we're going to line two. Mike, Louisville, Kentucky.
Hey, Mike.
You're on Baldwin McCullough Live.
Hey, Mike. How's it going tonight, guys?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I mean, you have one person that is wanting to change everything. I can't figure out why Holder could even say this is a civil rights deal when it's not. I mean, I haven't heard y'all mention whether the gentleman, it's just, he has all his man parts, you keep saying, so he's not gay. He just wants to wear a dress. He's not a hermaphrodite. I could understand if his chromosomes were messed up or something in that way. I said, but it's just he's a lifestyle choice that is wanting to force everybody else to change their lifestyle to fit him.
And Mike, by us talking about this tonight, I want everybody to understand clearly, I don't wish the man any harm at all. In my mind, you can't be what he's being, live what he's living, deal with what he's dealing with, and not have some huge degree of hurt or something on the inside. I think this is a very damaged person, and I think there's probably some real pain that's at the core of who he is somewhere. But at the same time, the question becomes, Mike, is this how you deal with it? You alter all of reality to accommodate that pain? And that's what the Department of Justice is enforcing. They're like, if you don't do this, we will see to it that blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just beyond conception to me. All right, Mike, thanks for the call. Let's go to line one. Maida is in Oregon. Maida, welcome. You're on with Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you.
All right, glad to be there. Happy Memorial Day, guys.
Thank you so much.
Hey, I was just kind of wondering, what about the women's rights? I know if I was in college and in a dressing room, I would feel kind of awkward even though he dressed like a girl, he's still a guy.
Well, if you think about it, Maida and Stephen, there's going to come a point in time where this guy will be in. You got to take, you know, PE classes. You got to do stuff in college that takes place in the gym. There's not every woman on the campus is going to hear about it. Someone's going to be taken by surprise when he is in that room man parts exposed, and they don't know about it for the first time. And what about the stress and the shock and the pain that causes that person at that point?
Right.
Now, that's what I would think. I mean, I would think they would have to, like, have the women all vote that it's okay for somebody to be in the room that's cross-dresser or whatever, you know?
Maybe Eric Holder doesn't believe in the value of votes. I don't know.
Well, no, but it's interesting what you say, Maida, because, you know, what's seemingly would be the logical thing to do is to go to all the women that may be potentially impacted by this and let them vote. Let them say, hey, well, what about the majority here?
Yeah, but, see how they feel about it. They're the ones that have to live with it.
But that's not what's happening.
Right.
Because one person is saying, it's my civil right.
All right, Maida, thanks for the call. It's 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. We're coming to you live from New York, and we're glad you're with us on this holiday weekend.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. 2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com. NN.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad-spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
CaresProject.com. Baldwin McCullough live from New York is what the live stands for every single Saturday, 9 to 11, and we are glad that you're with us wherever you are across this fantastic U.S. of A., where this weekend we memorialize those who paid the ultimate price to secure our freedoms. I'm not sure that any of them thought that they were securing the freedom of someone to wear a dress over his man parts into the girls' locker room.
Apparently they were.
I'm not sure if anybody. I'm not saying that they didn't. So don't prejudge my view of the sacrifice that people were willing to make. I don't think they thought about it ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they said, I'm taking this hill. I'm taking Pork Chop Hill so that men can wear dresses with their man parts and go into girls' locker rooms. I don't think that was something that was running through their head at the time. I think they were thinking communism, Nazi, National Socialism, you know, the things that we thought was going to bring society down.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, back to your calls just a second. First, let me say, we're on a simple mission to help you find a cure for what we call high energy bill syndrome. How much do you pay a month for your electrical and gas bills? The McCulloughs found out we're paying $300 a month. Stuart Lynn is going to help us save money. Better yet, he's going to show us how to get our energy for free at the McCullough household. Better yet, he's going to show us how to make money using our energy. So if you would like to know any of that, how to save money, how to get your energy for free, or how to make money using your energy, you need to call Stuart Lynn today, 877-532-1821, and tell him you heard Stephen and Kevin talking about it.
Absolutely.
Because if you want to put an end to high energy bill syndrome, and that's a deadly disease, high energy bill syndrome, I would ask Stephen what he pays, but he doesn't pay the bills at his house. I'm almost certain that the bride does that. Would that be correct? Who sits down with the checkbook and manually pays your bills?
We do. We do.
She does while you drink Red Bull and look on. Is that what you're saying?
But I'm there.
Anyway,
I mean,
high energy bill syndrome. It's taking too many families this summer. 877-532-1821. Put an end to it. Stuart Lynn can help you. 877-532-1821. All right, back to the phones quickly. Richard in San Diego, California, listening tonight to Baldwin McCullough Live. Glad you're with us. What is happening in Arkansas?
Well, you know, I think what you're pointing out, obviously, is the direct situation with excuse me, with the cross-dresser. But it's really the bigger picture that we're suffering from the Obama administration, as far as I'm concerned, is they're throwing everything in our face like Eddie Haskell from Leave It to Beaver. You know? They don't care how we're offended by these ridiculous... there's almost no words, like you were saying earlier. I'm trying to reach for the right words to not be so out of my mind angry about it and try to be philosophical about it. Where is there any sense in this?
Yeah, you can't find it. Richard, thanks for the call. Got to take this break. Coming right back for hour number two.